Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we want to talk about the Great War. We have Charlie Hoffs. Charlie, she is a 17-year-old person who is so good at Chinese. Hi, Charlie, 你好。
你好 Xiaolan.
Right, have you been to Changcheng?
I have, once.
Right.Okay, 长城 is the Great War, the way we say that in Chinese. 长 means very long, something very long, could be anything. 城 is the city, the long city.
长城
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 Yeah, 长城 And the Great War in English...Of course, we made a capital for G and capital for W. And this is a specific name for the Great War along the northern part of China. And then, when we say 长城, in this case, yeah, 99% of the chance, we also refer to the same architecture. The war people remembered. 长城.
长城.
Yeah. So, when did you go to 长城?
It must have been around 2012, mm-hmm. and it absolutely blew my mind. There's some international sites that maybe disappoint, but the Great Wall far exceeded anything I expected. Just its vastness and beauty and how long it's been around. It's ancient.
Yeah, that's right. And it's ancient, and then the history...tracked back to 200 BC. And at that time, there was an emperor called Qin Shi Huang. And he was not the first person who put up the wall up, but he actually spent huge amount of money and then made it much better, longer, stronger. And then historically, many emperors, they continue patch up different parts of the wall. And at that time, they were mainly trying to defend the people from Mongolia. And from the northern China, there was a race called Xiongnu. They tried to prevent them from invading the neighboring villages.
Okay.
So the literal meaning for Changcheng was a long wall. And then, do you know how long it is?
Is it something like 13,000 miles?
Yeah, it depends on the era and it depends on how complete that is because many parts of the Great Wall has turned into the ruins. And then with the branches all together, yeah, they said it's about 13,100 miles. And then that adds up as 21,000 kilometers.
Okay, interesting.
I went there a couple of times and then that was the part of the Great Wall that has been modernized. And... So been patched up nicely and it looks quite new with a red paint on and with all the Chinese characters on the wall. And then, in a way, it's quite good that they keep most of it as it is because it's sort of a cultural heritage and they probably don't want everybody to visit. But the part they open up, there's a guide and there are some parking lots. And so in a way, it's a little peek to appreciate what happened in ancient time.
Absolutely.
And you can see that the wall mainly built just along with the mountain ridge, which is quite a natural defense. So that made climbing over much harder if there were going to be the invasion.
Yeah, I think it's an amazing opportunity for people from all over the world to visit the Great Wall because just the tourism there is so diverse in itself. I remember meeting...Americans, Germans, Australians, Japanese people, people from all over China as well, all coming together at the Great Wall to admire its beauty.
Great. Okay, so Great Wall, 长城.
长城.
Yeah, there was a famous song when I was a kid. They called 长城谣.
长城谣.
Yeah, and now I'm talking about that. I have the music in my head. And then basically that was singing like a Great Wall and then...how wonderful that was and how amazing our soldiers are. So, yeah, the song a lot of Chinese people still remember, 长城谣.
长城谣.
Yeah, okay. Do you want to talk any story about the Great Wall?
Yeah, I guess the most popular legend about the Great Wall mm-hmm. is of Meng Jiangnu, who was a widow and...Her husband died building the Great Wall, mm-hmm. and she cried so heavily over the wall that it actually dissolved the wall itself. her tears, and then it revealed her husband's bones, so she could go back and give him a proper burial.
Right, yep. Every Chinese child would learn that story. And at that time, we thought, wow, that's a power of love. And now I just laugh when I heard, oh yeah, a woman just cry and cry. And then the Great Wall was dissolved. Yeah, I guess the country probably would ask her to compensate the repair. Okay, and then there's another story. It's called Sai Wong Shi Ma. And that's a story from Zhuangzi, my favorite Chinese philosopher. So there was an old guy called Sai Wong, and Wong, that means old guy, old guy. His surname was Sai. And then one day he lost his horse. And then his neighbor all came to say, oh, I'm so sorry you lost your horse. And then he said, it's okay. Who knows? It might be the sign of luck. Then one day the horse came back with another female horse. So all the neighbors came to say, oh, congratulations, you found your horse. And in addition to that, you got a new horse. And Sai Wong said, you never know, that may be the sign of bad luck. And then the neighbors thought he was very weird. And one day his son fell over from the horse. The neighbors all come to say, oh, I'm so sorry, your son broke his leg. He said, oh, never mind, maybe the sign of good luck. And then a couple of months later, his son still broke a leg, and then their neighboring countries, they came to invade the village across the Changcheng, and then all the neighbors, all the male, all became the soldiers to defend the country. And of course, at the end of the war, they all died. And Sai Wong's son, because he broke his leg, he did not go to the war. He saved his life. So the story basically is nothing to do with the Changcheng, the Great War, or invasion, or losing the horse. They are just talking about in life, sometimes you think it's a gain, maybe a loss. Sometimes a loss will lead to a gain. So it's a philosophical lesson that what we should value, and then don't get too much emotional turbulence for the obvious outcome in any result. So if we don't get into Harvard, hey, going to Brown is not the bad idea, or going to Manchester is actually a great option. And then if you don't get a scholarship, you may decide to start your startup, and then you fund the next generation of Facebook. So never see a loss in a literal way, never see a gain on a literal way too.
It's so fascinating to see how the Great Wall weaves its way into ancient stories about China, because it's such an important cultural symbol.
Yeah, it is. Great. So Great Wall, Changcheng.
Changcheng.
Yeah, it actually just means very long. It doesn't mean great, but it means very long war around the city. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you, Charlie. Please don't forget to review us, rate us, and share what you have learned. 再见.
再见.